Praise God. We have come to the, so to say, finale of this camp. But God has been so wonderful in the beginning of the camp. And I'm sure we will go with double portion of the blessings as we leave this campground. I would like to read from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 through 4. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let's run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Amen. This is quite a familiar scripture, and this is one of the moving passages which describes our spiritual journey. We are all on a spiritual journey. Some have started a little earlier than the others. Some have started just recently. But we are all on a journey. Praise God. We don't know how long this journey for us, but God determines that duration of the journey. But one thing we should all do in this journey: walk according to the gifts, according to the anointing that God has given to us, faithfully until that journey ends. I'm sure there is no grading by God about this journey. Grading is on this earth. God sees how much faith, how steadfast, how much you endured in this journey. That is what it all counts, people of God. You know, today is a glorious day as we sang those songs of his resurrection. I always enjoy this day. Not just this day alone, but historically, this day is celebrated worldwide. Over 1 billion people, the way they know, somehow they acknowledge the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Glory to God. It disproved the calculations of the religious leaders. It put some doubt on the minds of the intellectuals when Jesus rose on the third day. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I think. Don't ever turn to that. According to the scriptures, he died. According to scriptures, he was buried. According to the scriptures, he rose again. Hallelujah. And our journey is because he rose again. Glory to God. Praise God. Because you and I also will have a resurrection too. And we are looking forward to that. People of God, our journey should be taken seriously. We are not to be wandered away or led astray during the struggles of our journey. This journey has a goal. This journey is not like an aimless wanderer on the street. We have started this journey with a goal. Praise God. You know, we can simply say this is the only goal. You know, to me, that goal is in my heart. Somehow, it makes me to think I will reach that goal that God has destined in my life. Praise God. Glory to God. You know, I cannot really do that on my own. But with the help of God, we are all able to go on this journey, people of God. We are not tourists on this earth. Instead, we are pilgrims on this earth. The difference between a tourist and a pilgrim, you know, all those who have traveled around the world, you go to a city, and then you go around, come back to the same hotel that you stayed. That is a tourist. But a pilgrim will never come back to the place where he started. A pilgrim will keep going on and going on and going on until he reaches his destination. Glory to God. People of God, we are destined to go to that destination. I am not going to figure out a geographical place, but I know, and you know, within your heart, something speaks to you that you move on. You go on. That is the destiny, people of God. Glory to God. Abraham was called not to be a tourist, but a pilgrim. When God called Abraham, Abraham was not even given direction where to go, where to live, but he was told to leave your people, your land, your household, I'm paraphrasing, and go to the place which I'm going to show you. That is the pilgrimage we are talking about. All along his life, he lived in tents, looking for a city whose founder and builder is God himself. Glory to God. Even though he wandered on the desert, bodily his soul was connected to his God who called him. That is the objective of a pilgrim. Even though we have to do the things that we have to do in this world, I would remind you this morning, people of God, our soul should be
connected to the Creator who has called and chosen you to be in this journey. Glory to God. William Carey, who left the shores of England to go to India, way back, I think in 1800s, was destined by God. A cobbler in his background, didn't have much of an education. There were no interpreters back then in India. He learned the languages of India. He translated the Bibles into Indian languages. He established schools and university in West Bengal. He was called for his destiny. That was a spiritual journey. You know, during his, I don't know if anybody has read his biography. First, I don't know how many children he had, but he had several sons. Toward the end, he lost all his sons because of pneumonia and other contagious diseases that were prevalent in India at the time. He and his wife buried their children. Toward the end, he buried his own wife. Now we call this is a destiny that God had for him. That is quite a questionable thing right now to think. But I want to tell you, William Carey never deterred, never turned back from the call because he had faced those difficulties. Because his call was clear. His choice was clear. He knew his destiny was to work in India. And he died in India. And today, we have a great university in his name. There are many Christians who came, who were converted from Hinduism into Christianity through William Carey. He had a goal in his life. People of God, what is a spiritual goal? I'm not asking list the goals, but I want to commit to your life to God this morning. Lord, I just don't want to be an aimless wanderer in the desert, knowing not what I am going to do, but give me that indication in my spirit that my goal is confirmed. People of God, that is what we need today. It is not just in the camp time we receive all these prayers and that's all good. But in your individual life, when you're alone, in the local assembly, how much you are able to exercise the gifts, the ministry that God has given to you. That is the fulfillment of goal in the walk with God. Our life has a goal. In this journey, we have many struggles, as I mentioned. Psalm 84, verse 7, we read, they go from strength to strength until they appear in Zion. Praise God. That is a wonderful psalm that David composed. Or whoever composed. That journey, during the journey from northern Israel coming down to Jerusalem, it was not an easy journey. It was an arduous journey back then. Ups and downs, hills, rough terrain. And if you read the psalm, you will know those who have went in the previous years have dug holes or ponds to get water. And the next year when they go, those ponds could be dangerous, or that would be filled with rainwater, and they wouldn't even know that there is deep water there. And there are chances that they would be drowned, or somehow there is some danger. But they never gave up. The psalmist says, they go from strength to strength. I would like to encourage you this morning, people of God, we will go from strength to strength. We will not lose our strength. Glory to God. We are called. Jesus said, John chapter 15, I think verse 16, it says, you did not choose me, I have chosen you. Isn't it wonderful? I have chosen you. We are chosen by him. And he will lead us in this journey. Glory to God. At the end of each day in our spiritual journey, we would ask to ourselves, or each individual should ask or reflect and ask, am I farther on, or have I retreated? It's a good reflection. When the day ends, Lord, have I really moved further on, or have I come back to the same place where I started? It's a good thing to kind of assess our own walk with God. This is an important journey. Not everyone is blessed with this journey. You and I are called and chosen to be in this journey. Yes, there are trials and temptations. Jesus had his portion of the trials and temptations. But before Jesus began his ministry, 40 days of temptation by Satan himself. If you watch the mini-series, The Bible, it's very nice illustrated how Satan is trying to cause that kind of temptation to Jesus. But you know, when the temptation ended, that is the climax. When the temptation ended, the word of God says, angels came and ministered unto him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25, we read again, we have come to the company of the innumerable angels in our midst. People, do you believe that angels are looking down upon us? Because they do not know what salvation means. But you and I know the joy of salvation. Oh, praise God. The angels are watching us. Angels supporting us. Angels are ministering to us. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 18, are they not the messengers or ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation? You and I are ministered by the angels. Glory to God.
You know, in a spiritual journey, I don't know, when you think of an angel, you think of a drawing with wings and all kinds of things. Don't do that. Not necessarily, that is not the angel. Angel can be a person God sends to you. This not that mythological figure that we see. God can use a person as an angel to protect you, to help you, to guide you, to support you. Glory to God. And we should be able to understand that this is the source that God is giving to us. People of God, we should not be deterred from our goal. Secondly, Christian life is not a boring life. Sometimes people say that service is really boring. Sometimes they say that the message is really drawn out and boring. But you know, this journey is not boring. This journey has many challenges. Those challenges make us to be inspired, to be enthusiastic. We read about athletes in the Bible. Apostle Paul writes about that because in Corinth, in Greece, where the Olympics started first, I'm sure. Before that, in Greece, sports was a main activity. An athlete cannot be an athlete if he's unenthusiastic. Amen. Praise God. Especially an athlete, if he's aware that his family and his coaches and others are watching his race, I'm sure anybody for that matter would put double effort in making an impression in that race. How much more, people of God, you and I, when we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses watching our spiritual journey. Are you with me, people of God? Hallelujah. They're cheering on as you journey on this sword. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you're weak, they're cheering. They're saying, come on, walk faster or something. Giving some sort of a support to you. Are you aware of that, people of God? That is what I'm trying to tell you. Christian life has its inspiration. I know sometimes there is no inspiration and somebody says something to you or somebody offended you. You are down. You don't understand a thing, and that could happen to us. But I want, you know, I'm not standing here saying that I am always that enthusiastic or that inspired, but I want to encourage you. Christian journey, our spiritual journey, has an element that encourages to walk in this because Lord is with us. Lord had suffered more than this. Why? So that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Praise God. But you know, when really all those things doesn't come to your mind when you're really going through a struggle.
You're focusing so much on your struggle, and you're not focusing on the help that is out there through Jesus Christ. That is a human weakness that we all have, don't we? So at least from my part, I get so down when somebody says a silly little thing. Somehow that is my nature. I get so offended so quickly, and it takes a lot of time to get over it. At the same time, somebody says something good to me so quickly, you know, I am so happy. I think we should try to encourage people that way, rather than, you know, trying to pour cold water on people. You know, everybody is not the same. But I want to encourage you this morning, people of God. Let us go with that enthusiasm, that inspiration that is inspired by Jesus Christ himself. Glory to God. And sometimes I wonder why you get so loud and so inspired when you're up here. I don't know. But you know what? There is a joy within. That's why. There is a joy that is within, that is somehow manifested, maybe in a loud voice or somehow, I don't know. But I want to encourage you this morning, people of God, be enthusiastic in this journey. Do not grow weary. Do not lose heart. Enemies out there to distract you, to discourage you, to destroy you, and disrupt your life. But here is the word. He suffered. He faced such opposition from the sinful men. What does that mean? He suffered for you everything. What you have to do, you have to fix your eyes upon him at that time. Amen? Hallelujah. So that you can transfer your problems to him and just look at him. And do not grow weary and lose heart, people of God. Amen? Amen. Christian life has that spirit, that inspiration, that enthusiasm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you look at this chapter, chapter 11, chapter 12 is based on chapter 11, the list of the faith heroes who suffered death, who were put in fire, who were jeered at, who were persecuted. And then the writer of the Hebrews says, with all that, look at the cloud of witnesses surrounded by. It's for you and for me, so that we can draw that inspiration from them, draw strength from them. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just want to read what I wrote here. It is of the very essence of the Christian life that it is lived in the gaze of the heroes of the faith who lived and suffered and died in their day and generation. You know, I can never forget what once Brother David said in one of his messages. The action, maybe I'm paraphrasing it. The action of one generation, or the decision that you make, how that affects your generation and the generations to come, good or bad. Amen? Because you stand for the Lord, you gave your heart for the Lord, your generation is blessed. It is affected in a positive manner. And that generation will pass on to the other generation. This is something remarkable, people of God. This morning, this decision that you have made in your walk is a testimony to your generation and the generations to come. Glory to God. So be firm, be consistent, be steadfast in that decision that you have made. Sometimes it may not all work out that easily, but I tell you what, God watching your decision that you have made for a generation. I'm very positive. God will fulfill his promises in our life. Amen? Amen? Amen. Glory to God. I know time is passing by. I'm just going to a few more minutes. Glory to God. Walk the spiritual journey . We have a means. What is this means? This means is nothing but steadfast endurance. That's pretty hard sometimes. To endure everything? I can endure something, not everything. You know? But, praise God, Jesus endured everything for you. He has not left anything that you have to endure. He has suffered for you. Glory to God. People of God, let's be encouraged this morning that Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, he endured everything for you and me. Glory to God. And we have to just follow that path that he traveled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word hypomon in Greek does not mean the patience which sits down and accepts everything as it comes. But patience means actually master and overcome everything. That is actually patience. It is not some romantic thing which lends us wings to fly over difficulties and hard places. It's a determination. People of God, listen to me carefully. It's a determination. Unhurrying and yet undelaying, which goes steadily on and on and refuses to be deflected. You don't have to be very fast. Race is not for the swift. We know that. Praise God. Obstacles do not daunt it. And discouragement do not take its hope away. It's a steadfast endurance which carries on until in the end it gets there. What? Endurance that gets there. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to one more point that I'm going to sit down. I won't take more than 5 minutes. All right, it's okay? Okay. This is a very important one. In our spiritual journey, there is a presence. Oh, glory to God. The presence of the resurrected Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. When our forefathers traveled in the deserts of Sinai for about 40 years, there was the presence of God, which represented in the pillar of fire and in the cloud. You know, you have to go to the Middle East to see the heat. How hard it gets. Think about 45 degrees Celsius. You can believe that, how hard it is. Now, when they traveled along the desert, it was very hot. Just imagine, without the cloud covering, how could they have really walked in that journey? That is the presence of God. Today, people of God, the same presence of God is upon us in this spiritual journey. Believe it, people of God, that cloud is still hovering upon us as we are walking on this desert. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, when you are weary, think about the cloud that's above you. When you are groping in darkness, knowing not what to do, think about the pillar of light that showed the path to your forefathers in the desert. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, that is a companion. Jesus is a companion. I'm going to conclude real quick. The wonder of the Christian life is that we press on. Get that word? We press on. What do you... We understand that we move on. There is no place that we are, you know, looking to see what's happening there and here. We are moving on. You know what happened? Lot's wife, right? She was given the clear instruction, do not look back. As a woman, she was... I'm not trying to use that. I'm sorry. She has so many concerns about a household. How can she leave her home just like that? She just took 1 second of look at a house and she turned into a pillar of salt. People of God, what God says, do it. Do not rationalize and think, don't think extra than what God can do to you. God knows everything. If God provided manna for the people of God for 40 years, in the desert, will he not provide you and meet your needs? Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not going to get another message now. I'm going to slow. Praise God. Hallelujah. The wonder of Christian life is that we press on. I like that word. We press on. Surrounded by the saints. Think about that. Surrounded by the saints. Oblivious to everything else. Everything else. Amen? But the glory of the goal and forever in the company of him who has already made this journey for us. And reached the goal and wait to welcome us when we reach in the end. Amen. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul writes in Timothy, when he was in the prison chained. You know what he writes? I fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. That is the testimony that we all have in this journey. People of God, be blessed as you go. That you have the testimony to say, I have fought the good fight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. May God bless us richly, abundantly. What a wonderful camp it has been. What a blessing it has been. Shall we all stand up?